Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The choice that shapes your destiny. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. Philippians 3:8. When Jesus Christ confronts an individual, choices are inevitable. The rich young man, Mark 10:17 to 23, chose to keep his possessions rather than follow Jesus. Centuries later, another rich young man made a far different choice. Francis of Assisi set aside the inheritance that awaited him to spend his life serving Christ. The rich young man of Jesus' day was never heard from again. Francis of Assisi is still remembered for his devotion to Christ. The choice of each man helped shape his destiny. Let this old Irish hymn guide you into the choice of a lifetime. Walk with an Irish hymn writer. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art thou my best thought, by day or by night, waking or sleeping. Thy presence my light, he thou my wisdom, and thou my true word. I ever with thee and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, I thy true Son. Thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance, now and always, thou and thou only, first in my heart, high King of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven, my victory won, may I reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven's sun. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all. Today's New Testament reading is Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 through 11.
Philippians 3. Further, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. Watch out for those dogs, those evildoers, those mutilators of the flesh. For it is we who are the circumcision, we who serve God by His Spirit, who boast in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh, though I myself have reasons for such confidence. If someone else thinks they have reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee, as for zeal, persecuting the church, as for righteousness based on the law, faultless. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead.
Two rich young rulers wrestled with life-changing decisions. One concluded, I will follow my gold. The other, I will follow my God. One thought he had gained the world, yet lost his own soul. The other knew he had lost much from the world's perspective, yet gained far more. What will be the end result of your decision?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.